We'll continue on Open Line after the 11 o'clock news. Stay with us. This is WPSO Newport Richey, the news at 11, brought to you by Newport Inn, Newport Richey's most active adult rental retirement community at 350 South Congress Street.
From ABC News, I'm John Degnan. For the second time in a month, the nation's largest bank has jacked up its prime lending rate. Citibank upping its prime a quarter of a point to 8%, the highest it's been since last summer. And several other banks have since raised their prime today. Robert Hetty, publisher of a leading bank industry newsletter, the Bank Rate Monitor, tells us,
"This couldn't have come at a worse moment. The weather has been pretty good for house hunting. School is going to let out within a month. But now consumers, instead of paying 9.5% or 10% in a mortgage, pretty soon will be looking at numbers close to 10.75% or 11%.
In recent weeks, interest rates have been rising on fears that the fall of the dollar will rekindle inflation and perhaps dampen the flow of foreign money into U.S. capital markets. I'll have more after this.
No, 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 no. We don't make cameras like they do. We don't make stereos like they do. We don't make vacuum cleaners like they do. Oh, just copiers.
Just copiers.
Just copiers.
Just copiers.
Unlike other copier companies, Mita only makes copiers. After all, we didn't get to be the fastest-growing copier company by making microwaves. Mita, or we make our great copiers. Call 1-800-ABC-MITA.
Hundreds of companies are now helping their employees' insurance dollars work harder, thanks to a smart idea from Liberty Mutual. It's called Liberty for All, a plan where employees buy their auto, home, and life insurance through the convenience of payroll deductions. Liberty for All. It's something more companies are doing for their people, and all it takes is a minor change in their payroll system.
A second day of meetings between President Reagan and Japanese Prime Minister Nakasone aimed at reducing trade tensions between Washington and Tokyo. The day began with the President, Prime Minister, and their wives having breakfast at the White House family quarters, aides describing it strictly as a personal visit between personal friends. Nakasone then made a quick trip to Capitol Hill before returning to the White House for formal talks with the President, talks aimed at easing trade friction between Washington and Tokyo. Mr. Reagan has threatened to veto a tough new trade bill, but it's unlikely that sanctions against Japan will be lifted anytime soon. Coinciding with Nakasone's visit to Washington, Japan's foreign ministry today reported that Japan's worldwide trade surplus topped the $100 billion mark last year for the first time. Japan's exports jumped 16%, led by shipments of cars and electric machinery to the U.S. President Reagan is hoping that an Allied summit meeting in Venice this summer will focus on ways to coordinate and intensify research into the causes and treatment of AIDS. Informed sources say French President Mitterrand and Prime Minister Nakasone of Japan are also interested in talking about the AIDS problem at that summit. Education Secretary William Bennett says he's proposed mandatory blood testing for immigrants, engaged couples, hospital patients, and prisoners as one way to fight AIDS. Considering that most AIDS victims are black or Hispanic, Bennett was asked if mandatory testing might be considered discriminatory.
Many young black men and women and young Hispanic men and women are very much at risk. These children need to be protected, and if testing is going to help protect them, then we have to look at that issue.
Bennett called AIDS a whole new ball game, presenting a lot of tough decisions and a lot of hard choices. For the past few days, folks have been wondering where former PTL chief Jim Baker has been hiding out. We still don't know, but today his bodyguard says Baker remains in seclusion studying the scriptures. Jerry Falwell says come Monday he'll step aside and name a permanent host for the PTL club, which is broadcast on more than 1,400 stations. Folks in Oklahoma have the right to use deadly force against intruders they believe may cause them harm. The Make My Day bill has been signed into law by Governor Henry Bellman. The bill would also make the homeowner
all benign polyps in his colon. They were not cancerous, and they have proclaimed him in very good shape.
Criminal proceeding. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up over 15.75 points at 2302.13. Trading is heavy. This is ABC News.
In a new survey, 1,000 doctors were asked if stranded on a desert island, what's the one medicine they'd want along. Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol, Advil, or Bayer aspirin. More doctors chose Bayer, even more than last time. 3-1 over extra strength Tylenol, 6-1 over Advil. More doctors chose Bayer than ever before, shouldn't you? Bayer, the wonder drug that works wonders. Now available in coated caplets. Use only as directed.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm John Degnan.
We're here with April McLaughlin, administrator of Newport Inn. April, what makes Newport?